AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. One police officer is dead, as is a gunman, in a shooting in downtown Arvada, Colorado, a Denver suburb. Another shooting suspect has been hospitalized in this shooting in the town's historic district this afternoon. There is no information yet on what led to the gunfire. The CDC says 150 million people have been fully vaccinated in this country. Coronavirus deaths in the U.S. have dipped below 300 a day for the first time since the early days of the pandemic in March of last year. 14 people have died in Alabama from Tropical Storm Claudette. Angela Spears' home was destroyed.
This loud noise came, and my trailer moved, and next thing I know, the walls came falling out. And I went flying out the door on the couch.
9 children died in a multi-vehicle highway crash south of Montgomery. The Supreme Court rules unanimously against NCAA rules covering scholarships and other perks for Division I football and basketball players. Ed Donahue with more.
The case doesn't decide whether students can be paid salaries, but Justice Brett Kavanaugh argued the issue of compensating athletes could fall under antitrust laws, that management, the schools, may be exploiting labor, the student athlete. Gabe Feldman is a law professor at Tulane University.
It's only a matter of time before another lawsuit is filed that asks for the whole system to be blown up.
NCAA President Mark Emmert is not ready to move to pay college athletes.
The ruling goes to great lengths to point out that that authority still resides within the association's purview.
The NCAA argued that a ruling for the athletes could lead to a blurring of the line between college and professional sports.
California Governor Gavin Newsom and lawmakers negotiating whether to extend the state's ban on evictions for unpaid rent. This is AP News. The Senate has set a procedural vote for tomorrow on the For the People Act, a significant rewrite of voting and election law. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer wants to debate the issue.
It's called the motion to proceed. It's how we get bills on the floor of the Senate. It needs 60 votes to be able to be debated. Will our Republicans let us debate it?
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden wants the voting rewrite to happen. He's also deeply involved in the infrastructure bill.
He's ready to roll up his sleeves. The door to the Oval Office is always open, and he'll be deeply involved and engaged in these negotiations over the coming days.
Zavin Collins, a first-round draft pick by the Arizona Cardinals, was arrested and later released yesterday for reckless driving and excessive speeding. Scottsdale police say Collins was pulled over around 10 o'clock yesterday morning for allegedly driving 76 in a 35 mile per hour zone. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.